Ever since the November election, it has been expected that congressional action to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act would be costly for California. Now that the actual proposal to do that has been written and amended, the numbers are coming into focus. In a conference call with reporters, H.D. Palmer, a spokesman for the State Department of Finance, laid out some specifics.
The current federal proposal represents a significant shift of cost from the federal government to states, resulting in nearly $6 billion in costs to California in 2020, growing to $24.3 billion by the year 2027. And the general fund share of that is estimated to be $4.3 billion in 2020, increasing to $18.6 billion in 2027.
And those are the costs per year, not a cumulative total. A bit more than half the total, $24.3 billion in 2027, would come from cuts in federal funding for Medicaid. California's general fund would feel most, but not all of that, noted Mary Cantwell, the state's Medicaid director.
In California, a portion of our Medicaid expenditures is not funded by state general fund. It's instead funded significantly by our county partners, as well as through different provider assessments. And so $18.6 billion represents what the general fund would have to increase in order to keep things status quo, would be those other sources of funds, whether it be counties or other public entities or provider taxes and assessments.
That's a $5.7 billion shortfall for those other entities to absorb. Right now, federal matching funds pay 90% of those costs. The new health care law, if passed, would cut that to half. Another change would accelerate the transition as it applies to Medicaid recipients, explained Jennifer Kent, director of the State Department of Health Care Services.
Most of the Medicaid population today is required to have their eligibility redetermined on an annual basis. They're asked to confirm that their income and other details are still correct, and then the individual is continued on coverage. By shifting to a six-month redetermination process, that has been shown to be an administrative barrier that is challenging for keeping people on coverage.
And a lot of those people are projected to miss a deadline with that paperwork, after which the state will have to shoulder more of their costs, added Cantwell.
It takes the people who were enrolled as of the end of 2019 and assumes every year 42% of them have a break in coverage but come back on at the 50-50. It doesn't assume they're actually losing coverage. They're still being covered. It's just costing the state more money.
Of course, it is impossible now to know what sort of fiscal and political climate will exist in Sacramento as all of these changes kick in. But whoever is in office then will face some very hard policy decisions, concluded the finance department's Palmer.
What resources would the state dedicate to deal with that issue, and or what changes in coverage would be necessitated by that, and or what would be the relationship between what the states would be picking up and what local governments would be picking up?
Many political observers anticipate that the final health care bill to eventually emerge from the Senate will be less draconian. So the ultimate cost to California may be merely devastating instead of catastrophic. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.